Hi there. Happy Friday, and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale and Sue Fields-Dalamonte. We're missing Jessica tonight. She's taking an evening, a wellness evening tonight. So it's Sue and me, and we're looking at the topic of boundaries. A well-balanced journey in the physical world requires boundaries, but it's hard sometimes to establish them. How can we recognize, keep, and maintain healthy boundaries in this world? That's what we're looking at. And I know, Sue, you've been through several boundary-setting adventures recently where, you know, like you're enough. The team on the light tonight is with you. They're flashing away here. Go ahead, Sue. What do you think about boundaries and how do we create them? And even better, like how do we maintain them? You know, in a weird world.
Well, you know, boundaries. This is a very difficult topic. Boundaries are essential for our mental, emotional, spiritual, and even physical well-being. And we don't want to be mean to anybody, but there comes a time when we have to be able to step back and say enough is enough. In every walk of life, we have people who will test our patience, our boundaries, the limitations. You know, they're always trying to get into your space or take advantage of you. And it's very, very difficult to establish boundaries because, like, you don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to be mean. But then, again, you also have to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
And it's such a difficult topic because I try to be nice to everybody, but then you have those few that come in and really take advantage, and they can even be family members.
Yeah.
So it's not just outside sources. It can be family. And at times we do have to be kind of mean, for lack of better word, and just say, I've had enough and I am not tolerating this behavior anymore.
Absolutely.
The more negativity we allow in affects our life in a negative manner. So we want to keep everything as positive as possible.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, you can have complete strangers testing the boundary. They think that they know you because you're on a radio show or they're friends with you on social media, and they push it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. This topic, you can go on and on and on forever about it. It's so extremely important, and and boundaries for ourselves, too.
It's hard to articulate it, isn't it?
It really is.
But you know the feeling when you've had enough. I mean, we can all recognize that unless we're really, really out of touch with ourselves. You can tell when you've had enough. And I usually catch it in about the third chakra energy center, and it gets all tight, and, you know, and I'm like, and you can feel everything constricting, right? And it's like you feel like you're going to boil over. And I posted in the slideshow a really cool little thing, you know, no is a complete sentence. Just saying no, you know, and guilt. I always have this feeling that anybody who would make you feel guilty over something that you cannot or do not want to do, that does not define friendship in my book. You know, we don't do that to each other. Yeah. And yet it gets, yeah. It's like flattery is also another thing. It's like, oh, you're so good at this, so you should do it, right? And it's like cheeky ways that people get you to do stuff when, you know, I don't feel like a yes. I don't feel yes in this situation. And, you know, they mess with you. But one thing I found is standing your ground and standing behind your personal no. I always feel a whole lot better in the long run. I kind of look at the guilt and I'm like, is that useful? The answer is no. And it gets better with easier with practice and, you know, it comes more naturally. But I always remember this woman on the old show Montel Williams years ago. And she was on because she felt taken advantage of by her family. And Montel says, well, you know, you babysit and you do all these nice things for them. And she says, yes, just because I'm willing to do nice things for people does not mean I want to be taken advantage of. I don't, you know.
Right.
Exactly. And it was so simple. And she was this lovely soul. You could tell she just put it out there for everyone. But, you know, even the nicest people, you know, have their limits. And, yeah, it's like Good Neighbor Sam or something like that, you know. How much can you out-nice yourself until your head explodes, really, you know?
Yeah.
And I was noticing,
and
too,
you're
like...
And you're so right. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Sue.
Talking about the word no,
mm-hmm.
It's the smallest word, but the hardest one to say. And if you
no.
do say no,
yeah,
it is. It's so difficult to say no because you don't want to hurt people. You don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
And when you do say no, you do not owe an explanation to anybody. Do you
Good
want
point.
To do this? No. Okay.
Absolutely.
But we should not have to. No, we don't have to explain ourselves.
Nope,
this
certainly don't.
My life, my space, my judgment, I don't have to explain my decisions to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you can also, you know, tailor what you will. Like, I know on my Facebook account, there's certain things I don't want to see, right? So I've set up my account so that these things don't show up. You know, a lot of that awful, ugly political stuff that just went by a while ago, it was starting to make me ill. So I just sort of stopped seeing those things. And you know how much you can tolerate. And it's just, you know, it's an individual call. But if you're feeling yourself pushed to the limit of no, then you probably should have said no a while back, you know, if it's getting to the point you're losing your marbles. But, it's easy enough to recognize, you know, because you feel it physically in your body. And it's a terrible, and even if, you know, sort of we're all in denial and stuff, there's a subconscious feeling that's going to nag you. It's like, I should have said no. I should have, you know, done, but shoulda, woulda, coulda, right? It's better to say it up front, you know. Oh, it's a funny old world.
It is.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if it does take you several tries before you finally get to that point where you say no, put your foot down and are demanding on it,
mm-hmm.
don't feel guilty. Don't look back and say, I shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Exactly.
That's done.
Yep.
It's done. It's over with. Look forward. You're going to feel so
Absolutely.
Much better once you say no and feel confident about your no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. I never thought about it before, but the boundaries that we're taught, or we're not taught, rather, a lot of us are not taught, like in childhood, right? Many of us are taught to be very respectful of others and to tolerate and be, but we're not taught to be respectful of ourselves, if you see what I mean.
True.
That same way, it's like, you know, good manners, except when it comes to yourself. In that case, you're going to let anyone, you know, walk all over you or do whatever. And it seems to be rampant in a lot of people in the name of good behavior, good manners, good whatever, societal expectations, right?
Yes.
People often defer to authority or something like that. But it's, I don't know, it's, it doesn't serve anyone in the long run to walk a false path because you're going to upset someone or, what is it, Ryan used to always love to say on the shows, what other people think of me is none of my business. That's Eleanor Roosevelt, I think. But that was one of his favorite sayings. And I actually believe Ryan's with us tonight. He was flashing away, Ryan the Flasher. So I asked him to take care of any healing work we might need to send tonight. And I think Jaden, even though Jessica's not with us, I asked Jaden to fall by too because he's part of the team. And I think we have Anton with us too. So lovely. Wow. Anyway,
my chat was all messed up, so I logged out. I'm trying to come back in now and see if everything looks better.
Good. Gremlins, right? Technical gremlins?
Perfect. Yes. I was having all kinds of technical issues on the screen from the studio, but...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now
oh,
it's working.
One of those days. Yeah. No, it's okay. I had to restart a reading this afternoon because the sound wouldn't cooperate. Like, I couldn't, and for no good reason at all.
Oh.
And then, yeah, it's, I don't know, Gremlin Day. You never know. It could be that.
Yeah. Could be.
Just
you
don't
never
feed
know.
Him after midnight. Yeah.
Don't get
well,
him wet.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Talk about oldies but goodies. Holy doodles. Let's see. Well, you know what? Maybe we should go to our callers because I know last week we didn't really get to everyone and I'd love to be able to just give people, you know,
absolutely.
Time. We, yeah, if we can give them the time that they would like. And I think, you know what it is, Jessica's usually here with us weighing in. It feels like we've taken a shorter time than usual. But anyway,
yeah.
I hope she's feeling better and getting some rest and, well,
definitely.
Get her back next week. But, you know, boundaries, never, never, never give up creating them where they're needed, you know. They will keep
right.
your mental and spiritual health intact. And just even practice in front of a mirror, you know. Oh, I just got a great big flash from the light here. So just say, no, no, practice it
yeah.
until it becomes natural. But, yeah, it's, you know, we all just have to do like a little bit of work every day and we'll get there. We will. Like the river says, we will get there. Yep.
We do.
Well,
I still work on it every day because when I say no and I put up that wall, I feel guilty. Well, maybe I should give them another chance. Maybe
no.
I should be there for them because I'm, you know, no.
That's the should,
just have
should
to
have
learn.
Part.
Yeah.
Well, it speaks of a very sweet and kind soul who wants to, you know, I mean, empaths tend to want to heal everybody all the time. And it's a lesson
yeah.
we have to learn. You can't, you know, you can save one starfish at a time, right? Oh,
yes.
But you know what? I think it's beautiful that people have that energy towards their, you know, fellow humans that they want to help and they want to heal. Just remember that,
oh, yeah.
you know, if you know, it's like if your spider senses start to tingle about a situation, because we're not, you know, we're very intuitive creatures and we're like, this doesn't feel right. And if it doesn't feel right, don't second guess yourself, you know, make a cartoon outline
okay.
in the wall and run away if you have to. Yeah. But anyway, let's go to 310 and see what's going on with them and
okay.
carry on the conversation. 310.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Sure. My name is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. Welcome to the show. Did you want to add
Thank
anything
you.
To our topic about boundaries at all?
You know, I'm so happy that I found your show today. I was just dealing with boundary issues.
Oh, wow. Cool.
a business associate. But what I was thinking about when you lovely people were talking is what the monks do at night in the monastery,
mm-hmm.
that they close their big wooden doors at night because they know that there are people that don't make good decisions out there, and they don't have to be part of it. So it's sort of like, okay, put up that big wooden door.
Wow, I love that image.
Yes.
Thank
beautiful.
You. Very, very cool. That I just love that. Yeah.
Thank you. And when on Blog Talk, it was an image that was rotating about love of self. I think that's
mm-hmm.
what the whole thing is about, love of self.
Yeah.
And all these people that come on into your world, they're there to be great teachers of how to love yourself. And sort of like, they're doing their own thing, but you don't have to participate. I'm the one saying that, but I've got to practice myself, so this is fantastic.
We
know,
all
you're being
do,
good.
Honey.
Yeah, everybody's, you know, some of the best, and you would think the most advanced teachers I know I've ever met, they reset constantly because they're like, oh, no, this situation just taught me a lesson. And
mm-hmm.
so it's never done. The learning is never over. It's going to be one thing after another, but... What was the line I heard? It was beautiful. I'm not going to be afraid of the storms because I've learned to sail my ship. So, you
That's
know.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mindy, what would you like to look at tonight?
I don't know how I ask it, but if it's possible, whatever I need. I'm so open to the process. If there's something that I need to hear, I would love to hear what I need to hear.
Okay.
Does that help? No.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
That's very good. And be very, very loving to yourself there when you, so don't second guess, you know, that made
mm-hmm.
sense. I just have to ask you, was there a Jack who was formerly called John on the other side for you? You might have called him Jack.
You know, I want to say my mother's grandfather, I believe, was Jack.
Okay. And his formal name would have been John, but Jack was like a nickname or a more familiar form of Jack. Like, so they, like Jack Kennedy, John Kennedy was also referred to as Jack. Is that?
I have to let you know. I had a reading with the medium, and John Kennedy Jr. came through for me.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Wow. Well, it would, maybe it's not an aunt, maybe it's not a relative of yours. Maybe that's who they're referring
mm-hmm.
to. I wonder if that energy is important for you, because Jack, John is very strong. Sue, chime in here if anything's coming in with this for you.
I'm picking up like a connection with that area in Maine.
Hmm.
Did you say Maine? M-A-I-N-E?
Yeah.
Where
the Kennedys used to vacation and stuff over in that area.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
okay.
I saw the state and the water around it.
Mm-hmm.
In Maine.
I know the cousin of JFK Jr. So,
oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe that's why it's all connecting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay, and I'm hanging. Oh, sorry, you go ahead, Sue. I have to look something up here that's coming in, okay?
Okay. Mindy, I got the name of a spirit guide coming through for you, and it is Bartholomew.
Okay.
And he is with you to give you strength in these difficult situations that you're going through and to help you establish the boundaries and the strength
mm-hmm.
to hold on to them. Is this involved in another... a woman that is very catty and backstabbing?
You know, I believe the business associate that I had to set boundaries with, that's the wife of that gentleman.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm taking up all your time here.
No, that's
okay.
Fine. That's perfectly fine.
You
honey.
Just let me know when I have to hang up.
Oh, you're very sweet. No, we're good.
She's a very nasty, conniving woman, isn't she?
Yes, she is, and
yeah.
She made so much trouble for me today. This is really spot on. It's very relevant.
Yeah, it's
I just
jealousy.
Can't believe I found your show because I was so aggravated. I actually just did my laundry because I was so aggravated about that one.
Well, it was meant to be.
Thank
she's
you.
Jealous. She's jealous of you.
I've never even met the lady.
But I think what it is he might talk about you and what a great job you do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So she gets pissed off about it, and she's jealous because you're getting more of his attention in a positive way than she is. But she's
absolutely
not that she doesn't deserve positive attention.
Oh, gosh, it's so true. That's why I'm locking my big wooden door. And I'm going to be surrounded with lavender.
Yeah,
oh, lovely.
I would laugh. I would absolutely laugh about it because laughter helps us feel so much better. And the woman needs sympathy. She needs pity. She needs your prayers.
Uh-huh.
She needs your positive energy. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it or when she does this, laugh. Just laugh.
Okay.
There's
an image that I get right now, and it's a wonton. It's to be soft on the outside but meaty on the inside. And that's like to have compassion but justice.
Yes.
To be a wonton soup. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, don't let her negativity affect you, honey. You've got so much going for you. Are you up for a promotion or advancement?
I absolutely correct. I am launching a company, and I finally got word that I'm getting my funding after really a long journey. So that is an elevation for me for sure.
Absolutely, and it's going to be wonderful. You're going to have
a little
bit of struggles off and on, but it's going to be more positive than negative, and it's going to be a success.
Thank you.
Excellent. You're
okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, hold on, Mindy. I have something for you.
Okay.
So when you get off this call, if you could look up a lot more of what I'm going to give you on the meaning of the pearl, the pearl comes in for you. And they are symbolic of wisdom gained through experience. And they're also believed to offer protection as well as attract good luck and wealth. And they're symbolic of loyalty, generosity, integrity, and purity. So the pearl comes in for you like that. And if you can look up all the other, information that you can.
Mm-hmm.
I just typed in spiritual meaning of pearl. And have you got any pearls at all?
You know, I have pearls that my mother gave me. And my mother's on the other side. That means a lot to me.
It doesn't mean you need to go around wearing pearls, but even if you just pop them in when you're feeling, like you're going into sort of weird waters with these strange people that act so badly all the time, pop them in your pocket or just have them around on you as a little protection.
Okay.
And I love that the pearl kind of comes through as a message from your mom for you. She's proud of how you're like a spiritual warrior, like you're not going to give back the crap that you're being given, right? And that's a beautiful thing. You're not, because bringing the same energy to an icky situation does not make it any better, right? Somebody's got to go in reverse, and you're doing that. And she knows that. She sees that. And it's a proud thing. Like, it's like, way to go, kid, you know, sort of feeling. So
Thank you.
Look up
the pearl. I will. And I just need to share this with you. I had a read, and actually George Harrison from the Beatles came through. And sometimes John Lennon comes through. So maybe John was John, but he wasn't known as Jack.
I don't think so. But when you mentioned that little flashlight that I use flashed just when you said that. So
George Harrison, right? Yeah.
Because when they cross, they're
the
not
first time.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, this is very cool. When an energy that used to be a celebrity on Earth comes through as the soul energy of that person. So, you know, they're not coming through as the celebrity. They're coming through as there's some kind of a resonance with you that they'll connect with you.
Right.
And, I wouldn't be surprised one bit, you know. So just enjoy those connections. They're beautiful. You know, they're absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're such a wonderful way to start my weekend. I thank you so very much. I'm going to listen to this show again in the archives.
Well,
very
thank
important.
You.
Lovely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Mindy.
Thank you
so much.
Healing.
Oh,
take
bless
care.
Your heart.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow. What a lovely soul. Okay. Who have we got next here? Whoops. Something's jumping around. All right. Lisa, 520, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. I never gave you my name.
Oh, no, it's okay. How did Sue know? Sue, are you?
I might be psychic.
You might be.
Do you guys write down, you keep the information?
I do. I keep a record.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Oh, no, it's,
well,
it's
here
a good
I am.
Thing. Hi, welcome.
I'm calling.
No, lovely to hear from you.
Thank you. It's lovely to talk with you. Thank you.
How can we help you tonight, Lisa? What would you like to talk about or look at?
Well, excuse me. I have a friend, excuse me, and I'm wondering if you, when you see us talking again. His name is Aaron.
Is that A-A-R-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. A-A-R. Okay. I'm getting the phrase stubborn as a mule. Is this a guy friend?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sorry. It's a guy friend. Okay. So Aaron, yeah, the male spelling of the word. I'm getting like a, I'm seeing an image of a person trying to pull a mule and the mule pulling back. Are you guys like sort of having a strange sort of standoff over some point of argument or something? It feels like there's two stubborn people on either side of something.
Well, I try not to be stubborn. Maybe I am. I just wanted to talk about living in the moment with him. That's it. That's all I wanted. You know, I don't want anything from him at all. Nothing. And I don't know what I think he might be stubborn, though. You're right. I think he might be stubborn.
Yeah. The way it feels to me is, you know, when you turn two magnets around and then they have that repelling energy, you can't push them together. But it feels like somebody's got to sort of back down first, or is he worried that you're trying to get into a deep, like, is he worried that you're asking more of him romantically than he wants to give?
You know, that's where the misunderstanding takes place, because from the very get-go, I had no intention of anything. And I was trying to protect his feelings, which was unnecessary, I've since learned. I didn't want him as a permanent anything. I didn't want him as a marriage partner. I didn't want him to move in. But I was trying to protect his feelings, and I've learned that I just didn't have to do that. And it's kind of backfired. And so it's a misunderstanding. You know, I just feel like, you know, spending time together whenever is okay, but I sure don't want him for anything deeper than that. But I think maybe you're picking up something that could be true, you know, but he is misunderstanding it. Will there be a chance to, you know, just kind of redefine everything?
Oh my goodness. Sue, go ahead and chime in, hon, if you're picking stuff up.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
What I was picking up is he wanted deep from you. He wanted more from you so he could be kind of like in control. Even though he might not be ready for a commitment, he wants a woman that is all in with him. So,
well, that's what I was
to
kind of discuss it. I mean, there were things that were saying that were flying back and forth. It wasn't angry. It wasn't nasty. It was just, I was very confused by what was being said. And I was confused by my feelings. But I, in no way whatsoever, did I want to, you know, get any signed on the dotted line kind of thing or anything like that. No.
And I feel like that's what he wants. He wants a woman to come in and say, oh, I need you. I love you. Be there for me. You're my king, my knight in shining armor, and that's not you. So he doesn't know how to handle it.
Well, do you see us having some kind of conference with each other?
I feel like you're going to talk again, but I feel like it's going to be you beating your head against a wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. Okay. I second that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like he is ready to accept what you're telling him. He needs to be needed, and you're not a needy person. You're very strong. You're very independent. You're set in your mind. You know what you want. That's what you're going for. And he wants a fluff ball.
Oh, well, it's, yeah. Not too bad. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, don't be sorry. Unless it's, too bad, so sad. You know, it's...
No, I just,
you know, like the old saying goes, there's more fish in the sea.
Yeah, where are they?
Yeah.
You get all the dumbass people. You know, people are people,
belly,
and I shouldn't criticize them. I mean, I get hit on, you know, but I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm busy. I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, but I just, you know, this one I didn't want. It was just a misunderstanding. You know, so that's unfortunate. I don't know. When do you see us talking again?
I'm not getting it anytime soon.
Yeah,
also,
I'm getting like weeks.
Oh,
give it. Yeah, it's almost like you need to sort of let him back off and sort his feelings out. Because I was also agreeing with Sue, there's an element of control in there. That it's almost like you are an annoyingly independent person. And it's a surprise because a lot of relationships are based on possession of the each possessing the other person. And this is, in his mind, I'm seeing Admiral, I think it's Akbar or something from Star Wars. It's a trap. in his mind going, it's a trap. He's looking for the trap. He, like, it's like he wants that sort of, you know, romantic relationship stuff, but he also doesn't want it at the same time. It's like he wants to be the one in control of that. And so it's weird for him to not have that. But you know what? I feel like you're hammering at a door that won't open with him. Even trying to explain, even trying to explain the misunderstanding feels like it's going to end in what, there's a book I remember called The Art of Course Acting, and there's something in there talking about the eternal parry, where two people are sword fighting on stage, and they all they do is go click, 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 and they never stop, and it just goes on and on. It feels like that's going to happen with you guys with your words. So you might need to pull back and, you know, try not to let it turn into an argument, because that's where the misunderstanding gets worse. So, oh, I'm so sorry, Lisa, because, you know, you're right. It's hard to find someone that, you know, is compatible in this world. But,
you know, and it's okay. He wasn't really compatible. It was more like a friend. And he didn't meet all my needs. You know, he would never be Mr. Right forever.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Right now. And he
was a
friend.
Keep him in the friend.
And
thing,
I don't,
you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. You know, all these people that call into the shows, and you think, God, you'd think that people could meet up, you know, because it seems like everybody's out there eager and hungry for a relationship, but I just don't hear any success stories.
Well, you might be right, except that you're kind of a unique individual. And I get the feeling that you're going to have more luck meeting somebody. Well, the word wild comes in, like out in a more wild situation. I think you need someone who's a little bit less tame, a little less domesticated, and a little more independent. I'm actually seeing the movie Out of Africa in my head, the Robert Redford character. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it was
tragic.
Oh, no, I didn't mean getting killed in the plane crash. No, I meant that he was so free. Like he said to her, you know, you've spoiled me for traveling or something, but you're not going to meet just some regular garden or common person. You need someone very different. And are you into the outdoors at all?
Big time. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to go spend a day driving somewhere and looking at an outdoor place that's out in the mountains, and to see if I'm going to live there. I don't even know if I'm going to live there, but I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I think that's probably where you're going to surprise yourself with a soulmate. What do you think, Sue? It just feels like a wilderness encounter in a weird way, like
you were
off
talking
the beaten
about Africa, the Robert Redford thing, and I keep seeing Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, cool. That's the same deal, yeah. Like a off-the-beaten-path kind of person. Yeah.
Absolutely. Wild, free, fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that would be
okay.
Cool. Well, let's just keep manifesting it. And I really appreciate your time, you ladies, with your intuition. Thank you so much.
Well, I will say
I'm
getting a lot of activity from my little flashlight here. So I feel like you've got a lot of activity and spirit around you. And you're going to get there. Don't even worry about it. It's going to happen for you.
Yep,
no problemo.
It just feels like forever, but it really isn't, you know. Yeah.
Oh. No, I'm fine. I mean, I'm very busy. I just felt that this person I was asking you about, you know, we could be having a little chat. I mean, it's just time's wasting, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You can't control everybody.
Yeah.
You can't control anybody. You know, that's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, well, he might come back, but, I mean, I'd have coffee with him. I wouldn't go any deeper than that. It's because I think there's a bickering thing that can happen with the misunderstandings, you know, and it's like it generates more heat than light, really, you know, so.
Yeah. Misunderstanding the misunderstanding.
Yeah. It's, you
thank
need
you,
it.
Ladies.
Yeah. You're so welcome,
thank
Lisa.
You.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Beauty.
Listen to the rest of your
Shoot. Okay, I'm sorry, Lisa, I cut you off, but yes, please listen to the rest. Okay, we're going to just go into our chat room here briefly, and Kay Oates has a question regarding her career. Do we see Kay getting a new career opportunity soon, and if so, will it be in the next couple of months? Timeline question, Sue.
Okay, Miss Kay. I do see a new career opportunity coming in for you, but it's one of those situations where you have to apply more of yourself. You cannot just go out and be applying for a job. You have to put yourself into it. You have to put more effort into it, be more committed, and work a little bit harder. But it most definitely, when you put everything into it, is going to come your way. So just change your mindset, get more focused on it, and it's going to be there for you. It'll be there.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. Like a little extra something is needed. Timeline, though, I hate those because, as you say, within the next couple of months, I'm feeling maybe at the very, very perimeter of, like, probably a little bit longer than that. But the thing is,
it's hard to ask a timeline question of spirit because there is no time in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
So what might seem like forever to us is the blink of an eye to them. So it's very, very difficult to try to determine that unless it comes through automatically. Yes, the sixth is coming through, so that could be the sixth day or the 6 month or 6 weeks, something along that line. But determining time is very, very difficult when dealing with spirit.
Yep. And I also get, for you, Kay, I get the word co-creation. What you are taking, what your next step will bring to you is definitely a co-creation. Yeah, timeline questions are difficult for this team anyway. There must be some that can predict, you know, time. It's just, it's not something I'm good at. But I do get the word co-creation, Kay, and I'm also getting really, really strong activity from the light. It's flashing like crazy. So I'm thinking you're getting a big yes from your spirit team here. But just remember that, like, don't forget to ice the cake if you can, you know, like what you're creating, make it just even more fabulous by putting something of yourself into it. And don't feel shy about, you know, adding on, even if it's a new career. Don't forget that you can always expand your designs, your thoughts, the things you do. You can make it a bigger world for yourself. You sort of co-creation, I think, is just that word comes in so strong. So, co-creation. So there you go.
Yes, hey, you will make it what it will be.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be completely up to you.
Yep. Yeah, you add your own brand of fabulous to this opportunity is how they're putting it. So, All righty. So who are we got next? I believe that's 614, yeah?
Yeah.
614. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Could we get your name, please?
It's Jessica here.
Jessica?
I'm so glad I can join the show today.
Lovely. Well, welcome. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Yeah, well, I've been to the show before, and I love it.
Uh-huh.
But I've been on my...
You're in Australia.
...trip.
Yeah.
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you. Welcome back.
Well, remember last, I don't know, maybe you guys don't remember, but
last time we
spoke, I was going on a journey of my life, an adventure, and I can't remember what Sue was saying, you know, it's like a Winnie the Pooh journey that she saw me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm actually on the road, and it was, oh my God, it's like the time of my life. It's amazing, like all these majors that I get to, you know, check out along the way. Australia beaches and the caves and the rocks. Anyway, I'm here. And,
that's wonderful.
I just want to... call back and said I did face my fear, got on an adventure by myself, and everything was just so amazing, like divinely
that
guided.
That is amazing. Jessica, now that you're on this adventure, are you ready for the next adventure with the love of your life?
Okay.
It's coming.
Not sure.
It's coming, honey. It is coming.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're going to be gobsmacked. This is going to be like head over heels the minute you meet. Everything, the complete same interests, the same thought patterns. You're going to be able to finish each other's sentences. This adventure is leading to your next adventure.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I thought it's going to be, a little bit longer. Oh, wow. But, yeah, how soon is it? Like, am I not supposed to know the time frame?
I'm hearing that the adventure continues. So it looks like a very good possibility that you're going to meet this person while you're on your journey.
Oh,
either,
okay.
Either while you're on this journey, and it's, I just keep seeing like stars and magic and, so I don't know if it's going to be on the journey or right after the journey, but it says the adventure continues, and it's going to be the love of your life.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I did remember hearing you guys saying that my journey is going to be full of magic, like magical and wonders. And yes, exactly,
yeah.
That. See, day one, it was like, oh, my God, filled with magic and wonders and miracles, and I met all these amazing people, and I was staying at a town. I was only, planning to stay 3 days, and it turned out to be 3 weeks, and I was fully booked for my healing session. Like, I do body work with energy healing, combine all that, and yeah, it was like, wow. And anyway,
Have you been to a location on this journey that you've considered moving there?
Yes.
Go for it, honey. Go for it.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
what are you picking up for Jessica?
Well, I picked up a totem animal that came in, and that was the snake. And the snake represents healing, transformation, and life changes. The spirit of the snake is connected to life force, primal energy, and one of the meanings for the snake is spiritual guidance. And I think that's a beautiful set of energies that come in for you with the snake, especially transformation and life changes. I feel like Sue is right there. I think it's going to be like a big, almost like a big bang there, like, whoa, this is, you know. It's like a big, beautiful, like, surprise for you. And, you know, sometimes life just sort of puts on the light for you and hands you something fabulous. And it feels like that is for you. I agree about the whatever, wherever it was that you were feeling drawn to live, that feels like where you should be settling. Find a way to do it if you can. Yeah. What did I write down for you? Let's see.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love that.
Yeah, no, it's like a full, there's talking about like a full circle here. So they're talking about a relationship that is from the past, that is, they're saying good riddance to bad rubbish. Did you work your way out of one that was probably one you didn't have boundaries in, speaking of boundaries?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also get the image of, you know, the snake gets out of the old skin, sheds its old skin. That's what I'm seeing. You're shedding
wow.
that old way. Yeah, and I don't know if you know who Mr. T was. He's a character, I guess, from the 80s or something. And he says, I pity the fool, right? And I am hearing, I pity the fool that tries it on with you ever again. You're not, that ain't going to happen again. So you'll know love and it will make your heart glow. I really do feel, you know, Sue was right bang on there. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Oh, thank you so much, Nene.
You're welcome, Jessica. Yeah. No, just keep lighting up your path. It's wonderful. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. You know, you've earned it. You've earned it. So there you go.
Oh, yes. I still can't believe I'm doing this. And I'm like, wow. You know, there was so much fear before this adventure. And now I'm like, wow. There's no more fear. And the more I do it, the less fear I have. And I'm like, wow. And it's like, yeah, it's just like, wow, wow, wow.
Whoa, that's wonderful. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I can feel it here up in Canada, you know. I can feel your energy. It's so exciting. I bet it's hitting Michigan as well. So, yeah, well, that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wow, Jessica, well, keep us informed. Let us know how your journeys are going and join us. And it looks like the other members of the team, Ryan, Jaden, and Anton here, are flashing the flashlight like crazy. We've had really amazing energy tonight, and they're so with us. I keep sort of sending them a giant hug. I keep putting my arms up to embrace them and, yeah, welcome them to our circle. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and I send them so much love and gratitude to you and to you both. And I'm so glad I can, you know, get a chance to connect in and, you know, update my wonderful journey with you ladies, your beautiful soul. Thank
wonderful.
You.
Wonderful.
Stay in touch. Yeah, stay in touch, Jessica. That's fabulous.
Well, you both have a wonderful night, and see you next time.
Love
Thank
and light
you.
To
yes,
you.
Please call us back, dear.
Okay. Beautiful. All righty. We're going to move on, and I think our next caller is Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're good. How are you doing?
I am better. Yeah.
Better? Oh, good. That's always a I'm sorry, I'm not laughing, but I don't know. I'm hearing Gilda Radner in my head. It's always something. You know what I mean? It's always something. but it's okay. So what can we look at for you and maybe get some, hope some good stuff happening for you here?
Yeah, I think more than anything is just learning I guess my question is, when it comes to manifestation, just am I on the right track for, you know, like what's going on? Because I think sometimes I can get caught up in, you know, this is what I've learned from Abraham, et cetera. And sometimes I know that, you know, God's divine timing has to be in there. But I guess sometimes because I'm a teacher, I like to follow a script.
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay.
Well, Kimberly, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
My great mentor, as many know, was Sylvia Brown. And Sylvia said many times, if you ask if you are on the right path, you are.
Oh.
Because we do not question our path if it's incorrect. We just keep doing it.
Okay.
So you have to stand stronger in your conviction and keep plowing forward. You are absolutely on the right path. The only thing that I'm going to say about manifesting what you want is you need to do the same thing so many of us do, and I know I fall short on this myself many, many times.
Uh-huh.
Be very, very specific on what you want. It's like we can say, oh, put it out into the universe, I want a job. Well, you might get a job flipping burgers at McDonald's. It's a job. It's not the job you wanted. Be specific. If it's a job, if it's a mate, if it's a new house, whatever it is, be specific. I want a new man in my life that has dark hair and brown eyes and does this and does. Be extremely specific on what you're manifesting. And then once you release it to the universe, completely release it. Put it out there and let the universe take care of it. When you keep going back and revisiting and putting more and more energy into it, you're questioning the decision of the universe, of God, spirit, whatever you want to call it. You're questioning the ability. So it's not going to manifest how you want it in a timely manner because you're adding negativity to that manifestation. So one of the easiest ways that I found to do it was write it down, absolutely every minute detail, then burn it.
Okay.
Because you're completely releasing it. And then push it as far out of your mind as you can. And let it happen. Okay?
Okay.
Lynn, what do you have for her?
Okay. I keep getting images of Ralph Waldo Emerson's saying about the pace of nature. and I know I've said this to you before, and I know my record's skipping, but the thing is, one of the things you're here on Earth to learn is that kind of patience that says, I'll roll with whatever you lay on for me. You know in your heart that the talents you have are not always being used to their full, you're not always being used to your full purpose here, you know what I mean? You've got more to offer than what you've had in your previous work, and we're talking about the work situation, right? Is this, am I, hopefully
absolutely.
I'm on track. Yeah. I think it's a funny thing, you know, sort of waiting, like we're like little kids at Christmas, you know, when is it going to get here kind of thing. Can't wait. But the thing is, one thing I've had to learn is that if we got the thing we thought we wanted, it wouldn't have made way for the thing we actually needed. And so it's such a hard thing to trust. But when I go through these things where I'm like fighting the universe and I'm fighting what's happening and resistance, right, is not only futile, but it causes suffering, right? So whenever I'm like that, I get the message loud and clear, just trust. And I'm like, I don't want to trust. I want to know what's going on. I want to find out, and I want to find out now, and I want things to change now. And it's like, they're like, no way. So, you know what I mean? We can't push the river as much as we want to, but if you can let the river take you, you might find you're enjoying the ride. And I know this, as I know anything, you are not going to you're not going to be insignificant, and you aren't going to be stuck in a job that doesn't use your talents. But again, try letting, you know, it's as corny as it sounds, but let go and let God. I know that's such a cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true, you know. So try to not push. Let it happen for you. You've done the work. You've done the work to put out you've done the work for the manifesting, right? It's not like you're lying back eating bonbons and going, I want the universe to do the work. You've done the work. You've been doing the work. So now it's a matter of just trust. Let it come to you. And you can, again, as with our previous caller, like the co-creation, thinking about co-creation, you are co-creating your future. And it's a good one. It's a good one. Oh, flashlight, flash of light. And so, yeah, that's saying. So it says here, okay, the message comes up here. Put some thought and preparation into what you want to do and how you want things to be, then take action to make it so. And even if that requires you taking yourself off to sit in the park for a while so you're not worrying about the outcome of things. But just, I do get the message that your talents will be put to proper use. You won't be just working under your talent level. You will be pushed to higher ground and there will be more asked of your talents. So I did notice you were saying that you're feeling uncomfortable being back in the classroom.
Yeah, I'm just noticing. I know that usually how I feel is a frustration. I mean, because I know that at some level there has to be some soul involvement. And I went up to the school today, and I just, when I went in, it was, they threw me into a classroom that was so cluttered and looked like it hadn't been since 1964. And I'm like, really? You know, think like that. Anyway.
No, listen, your feelings are very valid. You know, pay attention to those. It's scary right now because we don't know what the state of people's health is. We don't know who's being careful and cautious. And it's a legitimate stressor to have to go back into a public situation like that. And not only are you trying to reassure your students and the people you're working with, you need to be reassured, and you can't. It's a crapshoot. We don't know if people are practicing the hygiene requirements or protecting your health. You don't know. So your feelings are perfectly legitimate. That thing in our slideshow, no is a complete sentence. If you feel like you're being asked to work outside your comfort zone, speak up. Absolutely speak up. You have every right. Don't worry about being a, you know what, disturber, because somebody's got to stir it up, you know? Somebody's got to speak up and say it. You know,
tell me,
so
I sent an email to the principal, the assistant principal, and the department chair, outlining everything that was wrong with that room. I told him that room wasn't safe. So I did that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually a really good, wise thing to do, because if you don't speak up, and you just sort of like, that's what we were talking about today, tonight was boundaries, you know, and your boundaries are, you require a safe environment to work in.
Right.
What's wrong with that? I think that's absolutely brilliant and absolutely, you know, acceptable. What's the word I'm looking for, Sue? It's cromulent, you know, it's a perfectly cromulent thing to want. But you know what? No, keep doing that. Keep speaking up, because some people aren't speaking up, you know, and you've got to. It's very scary. And, you know, so just, you know, and if you feel that you're in a situation that you're not comfortable with, don't do it. I'm not sure what the labor laws are in the state you're in, but there must be some protection for people refusing to work in an unsafe environment, right? I hope. You know,
teachers here don't have a union.
Oh my goodness! Oh.
Oh wow!
Is it not? Why don't they? Is it illegal for that?
It's not illegal. It's just like in southern states, there's no union. There are unions in the northern states.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in southern states, there are no unions.
That seems wrong in so many ways. So you don't have strength in numbers. You don't have strength in a group of colleagues that all work together.
No.
Oh my gosh! You're not. How brave do you feel? You know, it's because you may have.
Well, I'm just saying, if I had another position open, I wouldn't. You know, I've always heard that. What would you do if money wasn't attached to it? It wouldn't be teaching in the public school system. I'm just going to be honest with you. If I had an out, I would leave. I've had enough. And it's not like I don't appreciate what I've learned or the students that I've taught. But, I mean, I don't want to use the term burnt out, but I don't think it's for me anymore.
Well, you know it isn't. Like, absolutely. No, I just don't think you're going to be unemployed. You know, and I don't think you're going to have to go backwards in your career. Sue, are you picking up anything?
Yeah, I keep picking up. Sorry, branching out. I mean, you already teach, and I just keep seeing you branching out into an area that you're very interested in teaching that. So you're still going to be teaching, but it's going to be something that you're passionate about.
Yeah. And I'm also seeing, I just wanted to add, I'm also seeing income streaming, Kimberly. Like more than one source. Carry on, Sue. Sorry about that.
Kimberly, are you in Georgia?
I am.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. Yeah, I would check into the safety laws, employment safety laws in your state. Because I know, like, I'm in Michigan, and we're a right-to-work state.
Uh-huh.
So they can fire you because they don't like the color shirt that you wore into work today.
Yeah, Georgia is the same thing. It's at will.
Okay, Georgia. Georgia that well too. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so I feel like the situation you're in is like stagnant and just beating your head against the wall. You really need to check into branching out, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's that's what I've been doing all summer. I've been doing this for years, though, maybe 3 or 4 years. And
yeah.
I don't know the answer, because I went on several interviews and I wasn't picked. I wasn't called back. I'll just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I am a great catch.
It's not because you were wrong for the position. The position was wrong for you.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
You need to follow your passion.
Okay.
It's so hard, isn't it? It's easy to say it.
It is.
Wow. But, you know, there's no reason you shouldn't fly once you... Something you put your mind to something, Kimberly, and you're one of those people that, you know, watch out and stand back and get out of the way. So figure it out. But I do see income streaming, like more than one income coming in for you. And I do feel that if you, it's like that baseball movie, Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. They will. So... It's that question, you know, you've got the answer. You know what the answer is, like, who am I and what do I want to do? But, don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to try. You know, but I hate to say this, because I don't want you feeling like you have to, like, go on a hero's journey or anything like that. But I'm seeing Norma Rae. I don't know if you remember that movie, but... It was a true story about a woman who, she just couldn't take the conditions in her factory anymore. So she created a union, and she fought and she put up with that. And I'm not saying you have to go out and start doing that, but the thing is, you know, stand up, and I think, you know, get others to stand up with you when you're dealing with this, because, you know, these are terrible laws. They don't protect the person at all.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it's awful having to be the guy, right? Like the person that has to stand up and speak the truth and take the bash on the head from the, you know, the establishment. And, you know, dam breaking is a hard thing to do, you know, busting up those blocks. But I think speaking your truth is a good place to start. And let them know, you know, you're not going to, because if you are working in an unhealthy environment and you do get sick, you know, all the sort of, geez, I wish I'd spoken up, don't help, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
honey, I feel like you're so frustrated. Yeah.
You don't understand. I do not. I don't want to focus on that. But
yeah.
I do not want to be there. I do not want to go. I do not want to go back.
No.
And that's the bottom line. I don't know how else to feel.
Well, you do, because you're feeling what you feel. It's sort of like not a quantifiable thing. It is what it is, you know. But you have skills. I would first of all pull back and take stock of all your skills, everything you've got. I mean, for example, start tutoring online. Everything you do just to bring in income doesn't have to be forever. It's not a life sentence. It's just a stepping stone to the thing. And you'll find once you put that journey into play, you know, the things, if it's the right road for you, the things will start to fall into place in an almost magical kind of way, right? I wish I could pat you on the back and reassure you that it's okay to head off in your own direction, because it's the fear of the unknown, right? It's like, what if I'm on the wrong path? But, you know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there, and that is the truth. So just start out building it. Start building it. And, you know, various sources of income. And, you know, I feel like, you know, get your online chops together. Get them working a bit for you, because I think, you know, you have the power to earn on the internet. I really do. You've got it. You've got it at your fingertips, they're saying. You know, it's right there. It's like Glinda. She's coming in at the end of The Wizard of Oz, and he says, well, why didn't you tell her? And she said, everything she's been looking for is all in her own backyard, and your answers are right there, right there. You just need to have the courage to take them forward. You'll be glad you did. You're very talented, and that's something you've got going for you. You know, a lot of different irons in the fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel icky, like we haven't really made you feel any better, Kimberly. I'm so sorry.
I know.
I mean, that's not your job to make me feel better. I have to.
But we want
that,
to.
So
no,
mean,
no, but it's you're such a brave and
yeah,
cheerful soul,
help.
You know,
yeah.
And we want you to, like, realize, you know, you've got it. You've got everything you need. You really do. And it's just a matter of, like, believing in yourself and believing in what you want, you know. You know what you don't want, and that's a step in the right direction. You know, you definitely know what you don't want. So you can take that off the list.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you both. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Kimberly.
Yeah. Never give
welcome.
Up. Yeah. Sending you so much love and a giant energy hug from up here and from over there in Michigan.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, love.
Have a good night, hon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, well, wouldn't you just love to, like, if we could get the lottery numbers, right?
Yeah. Definitely, that would be great.
But we've tried. We really have. We've tried as a group of, we've tried within the group, and, you know, I'm not sure it's meant to be that easy somehow. I think we're meant to do the work. Wow. Horrible, horrible. We have one more caller, and, yeah, so I'll extend the time if we need to, but we're coming up to the end of our show. So 917, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yeah, hi, this is Carla.
Carla, hi. How are you doing? Is it
I'm K-A-R?
Carla with a K or a C? K, okay. Hi. How can we help you tonight, Carla?
I wonder what you see around my job. I'm working part time now, and I'm not quite ready to go back to full time yet. And I'm also doing other things at the job just to slow down a little. And I'm wondering what you see around that.
Yeah. I just want to ask you, Carla, what's the dream you've put on the back burner?
What's the what?
The dream. There's some kind of something that you love or you would like to do, but you've put it on the back burner. You've put it aside as not realistic, perhaps, or something. Is there something that you wish you could do? And possibly for a living that you've sort of written off as fantasy almost for yourself?
No, I feel like I'm doing what I'm doing, what I love.
Okay. So you are doing the job that you would like to do. Okay.
I mean, in this, I have two jobs, like, so I'm combining.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to be working in a place, in that place, where it's a little bit more satisfying with the people, which it hasn't been.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what's next over there for me. Because I do like to do that work as well.
Yeah.
I like do that.
Sue, are you pulling anything in? Is there anything coming up for you?
You know, I was getting the same thing that you were getting, something that she's passionate about, that she enjoys. But, Carla, I'm also feeling like a heaviness, a sadness, something unfulfilled, uncompleted, not completed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like almost depression level.
Well, maybe because I'm still healing, so that's what I'm doing.
Is that from a loss?
Yeah, form of loss, too. There's been loss, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep feeling like this heaviness, this sadness, to the level of despair.
Mm-hmm. I was after the loss, but I'm not feeling that much of it anymore. So it was bad for a while.
The healing process can take a very long time. Everybody heals at a different rate.
Yeah.
So you do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, so maybe just stay part-time until I feel like back in my strength, right? Like back to my...
You have to do what is right for you mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So if you are feeling deep in your gut that it is not time to move forward, to advance, to expand, then you don't do it.
I had a dream. Because one of my supervisors is kind of, like, pushy, and he always asks me, like, okay, how's it going? When are you coming back for full time? And, like, every week it's the same thing. Like, how's your health? How's this? How's it? Like, and I'm like, you know, I'm trying to keep that separate, my health and work. So please just focus on the work right now, and when I'm ready, But the pushiness of it, I feel like I should tell my director that it's really not appropriate for me to feel pushed by someone right now.
Well, see, that's exactly our topic for today is boundaries, and you have to set your boundaries. And if the supervisor comes to you.
Because I had a dream that he said that I owed him, that I owed $6,000, and I went to the director, and she said, don't worry, we'll correct it or something. Don't worry, you don't owe anything. We'll correct that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that,
so maybe
that
if he
dream
asks
can go
me
back.
One more time.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the dream, you can interpret it back into what's going on. He feels you owe him something, but you don't owe him anything. You are giving him what is owed, what is expected. You are showing up, you are doing your work, you're doing your work to the best of your ability, you're doing everything that you need to do. And if he comes to you asking you these questions, come back to him and say, thank you so very much for your concern, I truly appreciate it, I will let you know when I'm ready to go full time.
Yeah, I've told him every week the same thing, but last time I said, you know, I'm keeping the work and my other stuff separate, and then he apologized and we focused on the work and that went well. But if he pushes me like one more time, then I'm going to have to go above him and be like,
and that is your boundary, and you have that right.
I told him that I'm working, you know. But he's pushing, and that causes anxiety and stress, and I need to heal right now, not be anxious about when it's okay for him. It's not okay for me, and working with the doctor, it's not like I'm doing it all on my own, you know, like it's not appropriate, I don't find.
No.
So that dream was really interesting, the $6,000, that number. And I was like, so I guess that I don't really like, to be pushed like that, you know.
No, he does.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not, and I don't think it's his business either.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I guess that's what it maybe is.
Oh, well, you know your mind and heart right now. You know what you're feeling and thinking. And as Sue was saying, I feel like there's a little bit of underlying stuff you need to deal with, like just some fear-based emotional stuff going on.
Yeah,
being pushed like that, you know, of course you're going to get ticked off, and it's so, you know, whatever the dream on the back burner, it feels to me like that's a dream for a sort of emotional space that you're seeking at your job or that pushy guy. So if you are doing the work that you love, then the dream would have more to do with creating a place of peace and a place where you can be creative and do your work without stress, because there is an underlying feeling of stress in you that is not good for your healing. That's no good. So speak your truth. Speak your truth, and that's a good thing. Yeah, and they're also saying don't be afraid to be happy. They're saying that you're a little bit afraid to be happy because you're looking for the next, like, sort of, if I'm happy, then something bad's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? That's a weird sort of, you know, it's like you're waiting for the next blow to fall or something like that. But it's okay to have good stuff come into your life too, and it's okay to enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. I really like it.
Yeah. But, you know, speak your truth as much as you need to, because it's an important truth. It's kind of like your steering wheel, in life. So you're the guy you're the person at the wheel, and you're calling the map. You know, you're mapping out your journey, and you have every right to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, Carla, you know what? I'm getting that line from, I think Christopher Robin said it to Winnie the Pooh. You're stronger than you seem, you're smarter than you think, and you're braver than you believe. I think you've got a lot going on there. So channel those forces, use them for good, and watch yourself, like, take off. It's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. Oh, Carla, thank you. And we wish you all the luck. And let us know. Call back if you would. Let us know how it's going. And
I will.
Okay,
thank you,
honey. You're very welcome. Okay. So we're just about wrapping up here. And so how can people find you if they want to find you?
I am Sue Field Delamonte on Facebook. I am also in the Sacred Embers group.
Alrighty. And Jessica's not with us tonight, but you can find Jessica Marie Tatro on Facebook in the Sacred Embers group, and in her group, Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. There's a lovely group of people. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, also on Facebook and in the Sacred Embers group. If you want to find the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, just type in Sacred Embers and you'll find it. And the website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Ooh, Sue, wow. I must say there's been amazing energy. I don't know if you're working with a light tonight, but it has been flashing like crazy tonight.
I am working with the light, and it has been going off and on.
Well, that's wonderful. If we can remember to do it, I think next week we'll do a Zoom event, a group Zoom, and we'll be able to put the lights, put the cameras on the lights, and see, well, watch, we put them on camera and they'll like pull back and go, ha, ha, ha. Oh, they're flashing
yeah.
right now. But it's okay. We'll see if what we can pull in with the Zoom meeting. We'll see if we can sort of do a visual for our callers. And what we'll
okay.
do is, yeah, I wish, it's too bad Blog Talk didn't have visual, you know, video, but we'll figure out how to do a video session and so people can see what we're talking about, because we sound like lunatics, you know. The light's flashing, yeah, right, you know. But, yeah, it's a thing. So anyway, you guys, thank you very much for everyone that called in, and thank you, Sue, as always. I love working with you, dear soul. And
thank
I love
you. I love working with you.
Thank you. Your spirit team and my spirit team, they look a little bit sad and raggedy, but they, you know, they've been through everything with us. Oh, my God. These two. Anyway, I'm going to just see us off with Louie and appreciation for the wonderful world that we live in. Have a beautiful night. See you guys next week.
Love and light, everyone.
Love and light.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Learn much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.